Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
For many years, C.S. Lewis, the late Cambridge University professor of English literature, was skeptical of Christianity. But in time, Lewis became a believer in Jesus Christ. He also became one of Christianity's leading apologists or defenders of the faith. Lewis was a prolific writer. He delighted in humor and sarcasm. In one of his most popular books, The Screwtape Letters, Lewis pictures a demon in hell by the name of Screwtape writing to his nephew Wormwood. Uncle Screwtape is constantly telling his nephew how to be a better demon and how to do a better job destroying people on earth. In one of his letters, Uncle Screwtape, who remember is a demon in hell, gives the following advice. "My dear Wormwood," he began, "our business is to get them, meaning humans, away from the eternal and from the present. With this in view, we sometimes tempt a human, say a widow or a scholar, to live in the past. It is far better to make them live in the future. In a word, the future is, of all things, the least like eternity. It is the most completely temporal part of time." Although it's rather doubtful that any demon ever wrote his nephew on the subject of deceiving people, Lewis's comments have much to recommend them. He points out a real truth in suggesting that there is a personal devil who is more than a figment of the imagination. Rather, as Scripture says, he is the enemy of our souls. Again, Lewis is right in saying the devil's business is to make you center your thoughts on the past and perhaps the future, but not on today or eternity. Why? There's good reason. When you live in the past, you do nothing about your life today. On the other hand, when you live in the sweet by-and-by dream world of tomorrow, you close your life to the importance of today. When it's all said and done, today is the only time you can ever do anything about eternity. Have you ever known someone who lived in the past? It's easy for an elderly person to roll back the calendar of time and relive those memories of yesterday. On the other hand, the exuberance of youth lives in the dreams of tomorrow, what a person is going to do. Both extremes take your focus from today. Jesus taught that you must neither live in the past nor the future. He urged us to live today fully in light of eternity. He says that your major concern in life should not be worrying about your bills or your appearance or what may happen tomorrow. Worry only saps your energy and spiritual strength. The Bible says God already knows the things you need even before you bother to ask Him. About our lives, Jesus said, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Friend, don't worry then about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. The troubles of today is enough. Writing to the people consumed with thoughts of tomorrow, Paul wrote, "I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is uncertain. It is beyond our grasp. When the sun sets, you cannot turn back the hands of the clock because the past is a closed chapter. But today is yours to use to the glory of God. Use it wisely, friend. It is the only day in the world you can call your own, the only day you can do anything about. Make today count."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.